The Sentai Review, Episode 49, Unofficial Sentai, Akiba Ranger. Okay, another Wednesday is another Sentai, and for those of you that have kept up with the show, we are out of Sentai!
So, no!
Officially!
Officially we are out of Sentai. It was brought to our attention that there is an unofficial running Sentai.
It only lasted 2 seasons, though.
Okay, that's fine. 2 seasons, so we do have 2 more Sentai reviews to go through. So, Reploid Bill, William Bush,
Sub-Level Sario,
Scott Action Jackson,
Shane McCree, Proto Guy.
Before we go to this next segment, may I say that if anybody likes this show, I mean, you know, maybe you've enjoyed it or laughed once or twice. I mean, sometimes we say something funny and people giggle a little bit. So if you've ever had that experience, you could go to FandomNight.com and, you know, there's a whole bunch of stuff there you can do, like,
continue making bad train puns.
Yeah, you can make bad train puns with us. There's a chat room there. I don't care anymore. there's all kinds of stuff, you know, like you could email us and you could get the RSS feed so you can take this ridiculous show with you. But now that all the stuff is out of the way, Shane, Butcher's name.
Probably not this time. This one's a little bit easier than the ones that we've...
It's only one part of the name that he has to butcher.
Yeah, it's because there's not a Q in this.
All right. So this one is Unofficial Sentai Akiba Ranger or Akiba Ranger, depending on if I'm saying either one of those correctly. But see, that one was much easier than the previous ones. Holy crap!
Here they are, guys!
Oh my gosh,
Dude, I'm kind of into this, like, right off the bat. He's got, like, the anime hair going on. And
from what I know, it's 2 female rangers and a male ranger.
They brought the sashes back. Yeah. They have, like, cape things, like...
It's Beautiful Joe!
They wear, like short skirt Sailor Moon dresses.
Yeah. No, the yellow one's really got a dress.
Yeah.
Right, but no, they both do. The blue is the same way. They wear, like, Sailor Moon dresses.
They both got sports bras.
And then they have hooker boots.
And metal sports bras.
This other guy looks like he's like a dirt bike racer, and he just put a Power Ranger helmet on instead
Shane.
Of a...
But it's an anime Ranger
Shane,
helmet.
It's time for your favorite game, though. Spot the leader.
Okay. There's 3... In this picture, there's 3 of them. Yellow, red, and blue. Let me see if I can't find the leader. I'm probably gonna go with red.
No, you're wrong. It's that tree in the background. You lose.
That is a menacing looking tree.
Actually, you're both wrong. It's the Red Ranger from the last series still sitting in that chair.
The brooding bitch.
Lift me up.
These helmets are kind of crazy, actually.
Yeah, I'm digging. These are kind of tough to describe, but for the most part, we gave you the idea.
The yellow one looks like it's got some floppy ear thing going on.
Yeah, I'm not sure what to think with the helmets for those two.
Pigtails.
But the Red Ranger looks like he has like an anime
hair thing,
hairstyle helmet.
Actually, yeah, I'm gonna go with Shane. Like a.
It's hard to tell because of how...
I'm trying to think of her name, like the blonde-haired Bubbles.
Pigtails.
The Powerpuff Girl, yeah.
So you think maybe those are like hairstyles.
Yeah.
It's hard to... until we get... there's a better picture.
Next!
Yeah.
There you go.
They're anime hairstyles for the helmets.
Yep.
It's the best way I could describe it. He has the one strand that goes across his eye, she has the pigtails, and this girl here looks like it might be like a ponytail bun type of thing or something.
Yeah.
Their visors are,
I'm digging the armor plates here on the chest. Those are pretty cool too. They're like
they all have an A for Avengers.
No, technically it looks like it could almost be in L.A., like they're,
Los Angeles.
Yeah, they're the Los Angeles Rangers.
I'm gonna be honest, like, right off the bat, I'm interested to see this.
Okay, if you look at their visors, obviously the Red Ranger might have problems seeing with his hair in the way.
No, it never bothered any of the anime characters.
Yeah.
No, but...
And we've seen worse visors, to be fair. He still has one good eye.
That's true.
Yeah.
If it worked for...
Especially if you ever ask our disembodied voice hating on the Gold Ranger, how can he see? He walk into a wall.
Red Ranger looks emo.
He's hating already. Next. The blue seems afraid of what's happening, the yellow seems Harley Quinn about what's happening, and the red seems Rock Show about what's happening.
Yeah.
Yes, the yellow is very Harley Quinn.
Multicolored explosion is what happened.
It's one of those stupid, like, chalk color paint race things that people are doing now.
The Blue Ranger must... the blue chick must have just been afraid of the explosion.
But look, if you look at the yellow and the red... But look at the blue once again. It's like she's, like, shaking, too.
That's what I mean.
She's like, oh, my God! Somebody stop!
Maybe she's the one that threw the bomb, so it's duck and cover.
I'm telling you, I haven't seen this yet.
Okay.
I'm telling you, I think this is, like, anime Rangers.
Guys, let's point out the leader in this picture real quick. It's the car.
Yeah.
That is a sweet-looking car, okay?
Yellow is, like, permanently stuck in that position.
Yeah, what the shit is going on? All three times.
Like, the blue one's, like, ready to fight.
I think red is, too. Like, yellow and red seem to be stuck. Blue is the only one that can move.
Red is at the
rock show.
That's
probably why she was afeared.
Next. Things.
That's their morphers.
Grapple hooks.
The
climb the building.
Okay, thank you, because I thought they might have been action figures.
No, they look like crazy grapple hook morphers. Next! Holy shit! The Red Ranger's face!
Get me out of here!
Yellow, how does your helmet fit on your head with your ears?
I think the yellow is that cosplayer person.
And then we got some weird...
Ooh, what are you talking about?
The Yellow Ranger with the ears and the weird costume that she... Well, normal costume.
Oh, you mean the character cosplay? Because I was going to say,
if
you're trying to pick out one cosplayer nowadays, you better have a name.
Okay, I have to ask. Is this their command center? Because they got toys in the back.
I'm telling you, this is like an anime Rangers. You're right. Yeah. There's toys and nerd culture everywhere. And is that... What's that up there on the wall here on the right?
It
says engine, and that's the only word I can really see.
No, the picture.
Oh.
Yeah,
the picture on the far right?
Anime characters. I can't really...
It looks like a Voltron-style Zord.
Next! Not really impressed with this. Yeah. Next!
What?
Are you guys about to
are
fight?
Are they in the middle of arguing while there's, like... Faceless putties.
Okay, wait.
Harley's stealing a feel.
They're weird. Oh my god!
Yes!
Squeezy.
Look. Okay. Yellow is clearly grabbing blue's boob, and the red's like, look!
you don't feel that?
But these guys.
I'm
the
in
putties.
Line.
Yeah. The putties are like,
what
dude,
the shit?
Are these
Rangers? Oh my god! No, look! Because the yellow grabbed the blue's boob, one of them did the Master Roshi fall.
Right, but look at these guys. These Rangers fight the man.
They fight the corporation trying to sue them.
Yeah, this is the man. They all fucking have these glasses. They all have the fucking mundane fucking...
Business suit
with the fucking nice corporate haircut.
Yeah.
Their putties are the man.
And look at this guy over here. The guy behind the Blue Ranger. He's like scratching his head like, what's going on, guys? Should we like fight or wait?
Yeah, do we wait? Do we fight? What's going on?
That, like I said, that
next.
Whoa!
What the shit just happened? Is that the Overdrive Ranger?
Yes. In our series, that Ranger is actually the Red Overdrive Ranger. Can't quite remember what his name is in the Japanese, but he's,
So it's unofficial, but there's official Rangers.
Well,
in
this can be, this might be a group, like an anime club that got together. I don't know anything about this, but we see this all around town, actually. Like, there's a set in Bradley that's what they do. Like, they've been walking around the woods and whatnot filming because they make a Lord of the Rings series.
Yep.
And it's all independent, but they have people in it, and like monsters and whatnot in the CGI where they're just stealing right off of the original film, and since they make no money from it.
Well, I want to explain this picture real quick. If you look in the background, the Yellow Ranger is so excited. The Blue Ranger is like holding her back, like, calm down. And the Red Ranger is looking at the other Red Ranger like, dude, I'm the leader, get out.
Yeah, he's
actually,
like...
Actually, it's more like, what are you wearing?
He's probably like, it doesn't matter how much extra crap you put on, you're not the leader of this show.
Oh, man, that he's got a weird orange tiny sombrero.
That's
a sun hat.
That's a
sun hat. I'm trying to think of the guy. It's the dude from fucking One Piece. I know you know who I'm thinking of.
Luffy? Or his brother, Ace?
I think it's Ace.
Ace has Ace wears that, yeah.
Both of them wear that straw hat thing.
Well, yeah, but this isn't Ace straw. Is, like, isn't he the one that's got the buttons on it or whatever? He's got something on his hat.
His hat has the strings that come down.
This has
I know that.
Too,
yeah, this is a sun hat. This is a sun hat.
Yeah.
Because he really needs a hat while he has a helmet. Whatever.
This is bizarre. Next. Pew!
Dude, he's shooting ki out of his hand.
I know.
That's epic, actually. Everyone, look how impressive the blue is. She's like, impressive. Impressive.
Next.
He
needs an adult.
I am an adult.
By the way.
A different adult. A different adult.
Guys, look at this. The Red Ranger's on the ground, like, gasping for air because it looks like he's getting choked out. While this monster is, like, looking at the camera, like, take a picture. Take a picture real quick.
He's like,
he's like,
this is about to happen.
That's not the password.
Wait, did you just say Flugengeheimer? Yes, for the love of God, Flugengeheimer! Couldn't even say it the second time. That's what made it great.
Next.
Guns.
And that red's going to shoot the blue.
It happens.
Well, they did get into an argument, so
yeah.
it's not over with yet.
Next.
Oh.
She still has her finger on the trigger. You're not doing anything, sir.
I guess this is one of the sub-bosses or something?
Dude, I don't
know.
That
looks like that teacher chick from like 6 pictures ago or whatever.
It looks like an awesome hat that can hold like 6 beer cans.
Next.
SPD!
Wait.
Guys, don't throw up gang signs. The fucking the fuzz is right there, man.
5-0!
Next.
You guys are missing the table if you're going to have an arm wrestling contest.
I'm a better leader. No, I'm a better leader. I'm the only Red Ranger. No, I am the Red Ranger.
SPD coming over into the unofficial Sentai. Wow.
Oh, he's like,
I told you, I'm positive. Yeah. That's exactly what this is. It's nothing but just a group of guys that are doing their own show, and they're probably like, we actually have a group not too far from us. They refer to themselves as the Illinois Rangers. And they go to all sorts of events, and they film their own fight scenes and things like that. And they wear all the official costumes, and then there's custom rangers that appear at the events that run their own type of series. That already exists. That's exactly what these guys are, just on a bigger scale. Hell, I think the Ohio Rangers have actually done shows with Jason David Frank.
Actually, that wouldn't surprise me.
He showed up on camera with them wearing a Green Ranger costume and, like, played Power Ranger video games for a fundraiser. So this this is not really that rare. Next.
The Rangers of the Past.
No, I'm positive that's what this is. All these different...
It's like a tribute thing,
Yeah.
They probably meet all kinds of the other Rangers. And, of course, those Rangers are always only in costume because they can't get the actual actor to come over to their show. I'm interested to see it. So, if anybody can help me, please, in the comments below, a link to the show, because that would be the best. Next.
Oh, a nice little shower of colors.
Next.
Yeah, I was about to say, it almost looks like we're back, but just
look. We're invisible. No. No, you're not.
We're not John Cena in this motherfucker.
Yeah.
The Red's trying.
Next.
He just has the hand wrong.
Dude, the Red Ranger is like, man, suck these nuts, bitch.
We're not knockoffs. We're gonna be official soon.
Shit.
The Blue Ranger is like, damn!
Sucky sluts, bitch!
Shit,
we're Power Rangers!
Damn! Next!
No!
Next!
Yay!
I have a feeling I might end up hating her character when I see this show. Next!
Karate chop?
Just some Tai Chi in the morning, getting your exercise and shit.
Using her little cloth thing.
That's just how hardcore of Tai Chi they're doing.
So hardcore that his is blowing in the wind.
Here we are. Alright, people. As per usual, who is the coolest Ranger?
I'm sorry, I'm going with Harley Quinn Ranger.
Likewise.
Yellow. I'm going with yellow this time.
Have the audacity. It's hard to pick. These guys are all actually pretty fucking awesome.
I've made my choice. Suck these nuts, bitch! Red Ranger.
Scott?
I'm going with the fun one, the yellow one.
That's 3-1, so
I lose,
Can I just pick everybody? Like, just go to the sucker bet line?
The sucker line?
Yeah. Can I just choose everybody has a good time and put $50 on that?
Put $50 on that? These guys
are
pretty sweet.
All actually fucking awesome. Like, it's hard to pick.
I gotta give it to these guys. They really pulled off what they were looking to do. I'm definitely interested to see this show. I don't know how you get it. I don't know if they can. I imagine because we found pictures with subtitles, I could watch it.
I found both seasons available on like eBay for like some weird foreign dub or foreign release. So
a foreign dub wouldn't help unless there's
not
subtitles.
But it had like subtitles in English.
That would help if that's the way I have to see it. Then I would see it that way, but. If nothing else, please, in the comments below, link to this show. I would really love to see the entire show. Like,
even
this
if it
looks
is just
awesome.
A pilot. Even if it's just the
now,
pilot.
I'd like to see the whole thing. I've asked this question before on other ones, and they've been able to put in there. Like, I can't remember. It was a little while back. I asked a question about the show. It was the Train Rangers. It was a very little while back. And one of the guys put the comment right in there. He was like, see this, and I clicked on it, and it took me to this list. I don't know if the comment is still on there, like if it got deleted or something, but when I clicked on it, it took me, because I saved it, it took me to this site where it just said like episode 1, 2, 3, 4, and went down the line like that, and I could click on each one and just start watching the Train Rangers.
Nice. Yeah, I was about to say, because weren't we watching a couple of those episodes?
Yeah, we were.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay, people. Next, as per usual, it's time to score them. their scores.
Shit, you already know where I'm going with this. 5.
Yeah?
These guys are fucking amazing. These guys look better than the actual, quote, official guys.
Some of the official guys have looked really cool.
I'm going to give it a 4. Give it a 4, it's not bad.
This dude's kind of hard to impress, too, so when the disembodied voice gives you a 4, it kind of means... Because he gave the Train Rangers like a 2 or something.
He gave them a 1.
Yeah.
They looked ugly.
bitch.
That's just because he didn't like the rail gun.
Oh, everybody...
Or the fact that they were going to run a train on concession
Everybody, bond. Everybody loves the rail gun.
Four point five. Oh, let's see here. I'm gonna go with Scott, 4.5. These may be the highest Rangers.
I'm sitting about at a 4.5 as well. I don't know. I think
that's easy math.
The only thing that takes it down for me that doesn't give it a perfect is the Yellow Ranger's attitude. I feel like she's going to be the Riku character.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get annoyed real fast.
I also just looked up. I just Googled this real quick. It is a Japanese comic.
I thought you were doing our...
That, no, but I was looking this up.
Well,
first.
Considering the fact that I gave scores, a 5 so and he gave a 4, and everybody else was 4 or 5, this is clearly
we
4
still
5.
Need. We still need the perfect run of the score so this when this hits the countdown.
Yeah, true. Dude.
He's doing it.
Hand me this thing.
You had a 5, right, Seth?
Yeah.
Nope.
Can't do it that way.
Give me a second.
Oh,
yeah. Oh,
I'm shoulder.
His dumb. He did the same thing. I told you his calculator's dumb as shit. It came out with 18.5. That is wrong. I could have done this shit on paper by now.
4.5.
Okay.
Yeah, 4.5 for this unofficial group.
Okay.
But, like I was saying. This is a Japanese comedy series based on the Super Sentai series. It is not part of the official lineup in the Super Sentai franchise, but instead a parody geared towards adults who were fans of the franchise as children.
Which would explain why the chick had big old yabos popping out of her shirt.
It had 2 seasons and they were 26 episodes. So it was a show that we could probably find.
Yeah, which is why I saw it listed on eBay. Although it was like a foreign version, but with English subtitles. Or a foreign release.
Well, let's assume I'm some kind of cheap ass. Please, comments in the section below. I would like to see this show. So that's all we got with this. And we will be coming up to do the next one.
Season 2.
Next week. Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, head on over to FandomNight.com where you can check out all of our videos, our other members' videos, and subscribe to the RSS feed to get constant podcasts every other day later on.